Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the Alex Jones Show is on. Alex is in studio. He's doing some stuff behind the scenes. He will be taking over here in just a few minutes. So I want to take these few minutes to remind you to cast our mind back into the distant, foggy past of, I think, 2023 was when this show aired. I'm going to show a clip from a very popular but very bad show called The Boys on Amazon Prime. And for those of you who don't know, The Boys was sort of a parody of the Marvel movies. It was like, what if Marvel was the real world? It was real gritty and kind of, and it had some potential, but they ruined it. They ruined the show because they tried to make the main character sort of a parody of Donald Trump. His character named Homelander, that was like Superman meets Captain America, and he was supposed to be a parody, an over-the-top nationalist guy that you're supposed to hate. Turned out everybody loved him. Turned out he was the most popular character in the show by far, and so the show runners decided to destroy their own show to teach the fans of Donald Trump a lesson and basically just ruin the whole show. And so you see their politics seep into their show in ways that are hilarious, but also the reason I'm showing you this is as a reminder that all of the leftists' concern about Jeffrey Epstein, all of their attention they're paying to these pedophile networks, is totally fabricated. They spent 10 years mocking this concept relentlessly. So I'm going to show you them mocking it relentlessly, especially in this show, which there are millions of examples of this. For 10 years, they did nothing but mock the idea of elite pedophilia. Now they are apparently, you know, the ones who are exposing it. It's ridiculous, which is why I'm showing you this. But in particular, the absurdity of this show mocking this concept, I'll explain on the other side. But here's a clip from the fourth season, second episode, The Boys, where they're mocking QAnon and the whole concept of elite pedophilia. They look stupid now, don't they? Let's watch.
So please join me in welcoming author, filmmaker, political activist, commentator, and a leading voice of the alt suit movement on YouTube, Firecracker.
Well, howdy there, truth seekers. Hey there.
Oh, well, thank you.
Okay.
I ain't gonna sugarcoat this. We got ourselves a national crisis. Homelander himself said Starlight traffics kids.
And her Starlighters just murdered three of our brothers yesterday to cover it up. They're killing us. Wake up.
Over the next 2 hours, I will prove that Starlight works with Oprah and Tom Hanks to set up a satanic home delivery service. An order of a hot dog gets you a boy, a taco, a girl, a combo gets you a child they forced to have trans surgery, and a soda gets you a shot of adrenochrome. We all know that Oprah
so she
has
asked,
been
so
under
the deaf character asked, do people actually believe this crap? And this guy responds, yeah, people believe anything. People are idiots.
For those who say that the
people are crazy. Then it's actually funny. He says, you know, like the moon landing.
That's because the brave.
She's like, well, wait. Is he saying it's crazy that they believe the moon landing or crazy that they don't? Okay. So, again, this is how it was portrayed. This was a very typical way that the whole concept of elite pedophilia was portrayed by Hollywood, by the news media, for 10 years. Now it's all on display. Now they're shocked and horrified to find out that it's all true. Well, you spent 10 years ignoring reality, ignoring the facts we were presenting, and now you look like idiots. But this is how deep their psychosis goes. In The Boys show, the character right there, the Asian woman who's deaf, who signs, you know, people actually believe this crap. Her entire character story is about her being kidnapped as a child, used as a pedophilia sex ring, is trained as a secret agent for all these mysterious forces. So, like, in the logic of the show, the girl who herself, she is a victim of pedophile trafficking rings, is like, people actually believe this? It's like you're breaking the own logic, the logic of your own show, in your pathological drive to try to make right-wingers look stupid. You actually destroy your entire underlying premise of your show. This is how they treated elite pedophilia. They mocked it, they downplayed it, and in effect, they covered it up and allowed it to continue. Because they couldn't face the facts, and now they want to act like they're the champions. We would have had this crap solved a decade ago if it weren't for you scumbags covering it up. We'll be right back.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Ooh, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It feels good, doesn't it? It feels good to be vindicated. I mean, it doesn't feel good to know that your entire world is dominated by elite pedophiles, you know, laughing at us. But it's good that everybody's aware now. It's good we're not the only ones screaming this from the rooftop. So welcome back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith. Alex is here. He's in studio. He'll be joining us in about, or he'll be taking over from me in about 10 minutes. So he's working on some stuff behind the scenes, gathering some information for some really big breaking stories about Epstein, Bill Gates, planning the pandemic, all of it. It's all coming out still. It's been nearly a week that these stories have come out. The release dropped last Friday. Still, every time I open X, there's a new tranche of documents. People are still finding stuff on a continual basis. And the stuff they're finding now is truly horrific. But I've got some big breaking news to get into right here. Alex Jones will be taking over in just a few minutes. Remember to support us by going to TheAlexJonesStore.com and share these links, folks. We are tomorrow's news today. We are next decade's news today. And we just hope that this is waking people up to the reality of not just our world, but those of us who have been calling this out and fighting against it and paying a heavy price for it the entire time. That you've really got to support truth tellers when they are eventually vindicated, as we have been so thoroughly vindicated. Now, there is some breaking news here. We have just heard that Ryan Routh, who was the man who attempted to assassinate Donald Trump by hiding in a bush and awaiting him on his golf course, has been sentenced to life in prison today. U.S. prosecutors seek life sentence for a man who tried to assassinate Trump in Florida. Ryan Routh, convicted of attempting to kill the president at a West Palm Beach golf club in 2024, set to face sentencing. So that sentencing has been handed down, and he has been sentenced to life in prison as a result of his attempt to assassinate Trump. But of course, like the assassination attempt in Butler, there's been very little information about this assassin, his motivation, who he may have been working with. And what little we do have is extremely suspicious and, you know, really points to the undeniable fact that he must have had help in some way. And he, of course, was acting as a kind of ad hoc recruiter for the Ukrainian armed forces. He also appeared in a BlackRock advertisement, exactly like the shooter from Butler did. I mean, the whole thing has been very bizarre. And we never really got any further answers for any of that or any further investigation into it. But I guess I shouldn't be surprised with the way the FBI is handling, or rather not handling, things these days. But there's always a very distinct connection to Ukraine with a lot of these people. And same with Jeffrey Epstein. And we explained it the whole time. I mean, this is how far ahead of the curve we've always been. And it's not about having some secret access to privileged information. It's about using logic and common sense and skepticism and critical thinking to simply see the truth through the lies. It's a skill anybody can develop, and it just takes a healthy amount of skepticism for the mainstream story. So all the way back in 2018, when the first impeachment against Donald Trump was launched, it was obvious what it was all about, and we covered it in this exact way with this exact phrase at the time. I remember saying, this is a defensive maneuver, that what was happening was Donald Trump was starting to look into what was going on in Ukraine. He was calling Ukraine and saying, hey, it looks like Joe Biden and, you know, maybe some of his compatriots, it looks like they were involved in some pretty heavy corruption in Ukraine. In fact, he's on video saying, you know, either you fire this prosecutor or we withhold $1 billion of aid. I mean, he's on video saying that. So Donald Trump reaches out to Ukraine to say, hey, we think there may have been some transnational corruption here. Some of our guys, some of your guys might have been getting together to screw over the regular people. We should look into that. And it was at that moment that they launched the impeachment against him because he was tugging on the string that would unravel the whole sweater. And we knew that at the time. I mean, it was obvious that he didn't do anything with Ukraine that would compel an impeachment or even justify an impeachment. It was a defensive maneuver. It was a attempt to get him off the trail or, you know, beat him back from his investigation. And it worked to a large degree. He backed off from Ukraine. The impeachment obviously fell flat, but they tried to weaponize this whistleblower complaint. By the way, they're doing exactly the same thing now with Tulsi Gabbard. And the ODNI, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, has released a statement about a new letter to Congress. They say, in a new letter to Congress, the Intelligence Community Inspector General confirms the whistleblower's allegation against DNI Gabbard were not deemed credible. Here's the truth. The Biden-era ICIG determined that the allegations against DNI Gabbard, quote, did not appear credible. The Biden-era ICIG did not inform DNI Gabbard of the requirement for transmittance to Congress. Any perceived delay was a result of former ICIG's inaction. The Biden-era ICIG closed the case and declined further investigation, indicating this was not an urgent concern requiring prompt congressional notification. After a briefing from ICIG Fox on providing security guidance for transmittal to Congress, DNI Gabbard took immediate action. Fact, the current ICIG Fox determined this complaint would not even meet the statutory definition of urgent concern today. And basically, this is in response to emails from lawyers claiming to represent a whistleblower, basically saying, we tried to blow the whistle. The ODNI stopped us. Now we have no choice but to bring this to Congress. I mean, they're trying to once again, and it's actually kind of funny because every comment underneath it, you can go and look at the post from the lawyer writing this letter about this supposed whistleblower. And like every comment underneath is like, oh, is his name Eric Chiaramella or is he related to the Vindmans in any way? Because they've done this over and over. They weaponize the whistleblowing system not to actually expose wrongdoing, but to try to oust their political enemies. And Tulsi Gabbard has been in their crosshairs the entire time. Her and Pete Hegseth and anybody else that's a genuine American patriot, especially if they're a veteran and have led troops in war and know the cost and don't want to get America involved in senseless overseas adventures that get us involved in quagmires that last 20 years and bankrupt us, they're trying to oust. And so they're trying to do it against Tulsi Gabbard now. We're not going to fall for it. We're not going to listen to it. We're not going to give credence to their scams because we've been through this before over and over again. Now, with that, I'm going to go to a quick clip of Benny Johnson with Alex Jones. Again, the full video can be found on Benny Johnson's YouTube. You can follow us at InfoWars, at Real Alex Jones. Share the links there. Go to a quick clip with Benny Johnson, Alex Jones. Alex Jones takes over and we'll join you in just a few minutes. So here is Benny Johnson, Alex Jones earlier today.
What does it say about the royal family? I mean, what does it say that like Prince Andrew was clearly allowed to do this? And Prince Andrew's wife, by the way, is in these files congratulating Jeffrey Epstein on his son. I guess I had no idea that Jeffrey Epstein had a biological child. But they're all over. You know, they're like gossiping together and back and forth. There's no way they didn't know about this in the royal family. Jeffrey Epstein, there's photos of Ghislaine Maxwell sitting on the throne of England in Buckingham Palace. Like, so what does this say exactly about the royal family? This is a good one. Here's Prince Andrew laying across the lap of, I can count a dozen Epstein victims. You want to talk about trophies here? Here they are, with Ghislaine Maxwell watching gleefully. What does it say about the royal family, Alex?
Jimmy Savile, they found his dungeon, satanic dungeon. They would murder children, confirmed. Top confidant of the royal family. I mean, this is a predator class that once you go down the dark side, which I've not done, but I've read about it. Like, to me, a steak gets better as I get older. Enchiladas get better. A sunset gets better. Being a nice person, like being with my family gets better. These divorced from reality elites, they have to do worse and worse stuff because nothing's exciting. We all know that from history, that power corrupts absolute, power corrupts absolutely. That's Lord Acton from England. And so that's what they're doing in their free time, is the most deranged, And those of us that are normal and just want to, you know, go to church and work out and hang out with our kids and go to the beach and it never gets old going to the beach. I see all your videos, you and your family, great looking kids, wife out. Hey, we're at the beach playing football, barbecuing, a cheeseburger never, it gets better. I'm like 52 and I'm like, God, the cheeseburgers just get better and better. These people are, they're missing something spiritually. So life doesn't get better for them. It gets worse. And so only being selfish and evil does it get better. Does that make sense?
So, maybe I'll just re-ask it. Like what was the CIA? What was the op? You know, in conclusion well, to
Bones,
all of this.
Skull and Bones, you know, created CIA.
What was the op for Epstein, right? So if we could just, but what do these files prove that Epstein's purpose was to the intel agency?
His purpose, the Five Eyes, it's EU intelligence, Interpol, all of it. He was more like a switchboard operator to compromise scientists, politicians, other people, and then trade all the information to all the agencies to control them. And most of the people that came to do knew it was an initiation. Like they were begging to come. I want to go to the party. You can trust me. I mean, most of them wanted to do it. I would say basically all. Now, lower level, he had a bunch of 16, 17, you know, 15-year-old girls. They were recruited in New York, in Florida, and in Europe to just, they were compromising down to police chiefs and people. Oh, come to a poker party. Oh, this girl looks like she's 20. She's really 16, really 15. And so it was massive. It was absolutely massive. So it was different stratas. Epstein complains in court cases and emails, God, I had to have sex with 10 women today. And he's in emails like going to sex parties going, listen, I'll come have the meeting about the money, but I'm exhausted. No sex. So that's what Ghislaine was doing, is they were just running around full time. And he was buying girls when they were 9, 10 in Serbia and in you know, areas of Eastern Europe, who he'd fly back and train, who were then the stewardesses on the airplanes when they're 20, who would then manage the girls. So it was mainly the girls, the women that were brought up pedophilia, that would be the managers of the kids. It's all been known already. So he ran an industrial scale clearance house to turn people into spies. And people and the money laundering and the weapons trafficking and all of that was the real issue. It was just mainly the initiation. And this is how it begins. And Teddy Gunderson exposed all this in the Finder's case before it was declassified partially. He explained to me like 30-something years ago. He said, you know, first it's like a 16-year-old girl. And I've talked to Secret Service agents, FBI, you name it. They'll be overseas. And their boss will say, listen, we want to give you a promotion, but we want to trust you. We got a really hot hooker. Here she is. And it'd be like a 30-year-old hooker. If you have sex with her, now they can tell your wife. And about a month later, they go, here's a bag of $100,000. We want you to keep this. But we want you to have sex with this girl. She's 16. And then next is a 12-year-old. And the next they take you to somebody and they go, you know, there's a kid down in that basement that's causing us a problem. It's a 10-year-old. Go in there and choke him to death. For me, with everything going on, the big takeaway is the world is in a fourth turning, a mega change. The globalists know that. Their plan is failing. And just because we're opposing them doesn't mean things aren't going to derail and get really, really nasty. It just means coming out of all these crises, we have a shot of building a civilization and having some civilization survive and then rebooting it and building something even better going into a new golden era. Anyone in general not rooting for Trump and his economic plans is insane. And for the left, not distributed around the world, that want economic collapse, believing they're going to bring in their new socialist utopia or communist utopia on its ashes, in all the actuaries and all the futurist studies and all the Rand Corporation analysis and my own, and there's really nobody, including the establishment, that thinks you're going to get your New World Order, transhumanist, you know, communist, Great Reset now. That's what everyone's rebelling against. That's the old system that they were trying to push as the new system. But just because that's falling apart, again, doesn't mean that we're out of the woods. And I came across articles today talking about rich enclaves in the United States, and there's others around the world, where the ultra-rich don't want to be next to a big city. They don't want to be next to the glitz and glamour. there's mass exoduses to rural areas where they're building armored redoubts where you'll have 20 to 30 to 40 rich people, and I mean people building $40 million houses and bunkers, ahead of what's happening. And then there's even more ultra-rich that have all sorts of hidden facilities in the middle of nowhere. And the ultra-rich have giant fleets of yachts and flotillas where you've got a lot of these Google billionaires will have a line of 6-7 ships, some that are just massive. And they own private islands in the South Pacific, but then they also know things are so dangerous that they're ready to flee there. So that acceleration of people running for the hills and building their bunkers has been going on for a long time, but it's just peaking and peaking and peaking is a big deal. So when you got signs like that, it gives you a little bit of an idea of what we're navigating here. Yeah, here he is this year warning of Terminator-style apocalypse. Oh, well. You can go back to 2005-06 where I did reports on that, but now this information is everywhere. And like I've said to Zuckerberg on air and in other ways, in the last few years, I said, you better come and join us. You better stop attacking us from behind. If you think you're going to be safe in that armored fortress you've built there in Kauai, think again. I'm not threatening you. I can tell you I love Kauai. I've been there many times. The last few times I went, I cannot go to a store, to the beach, anywhere, or go on a fishing trip without everybody telling me how they can't wait till things collapse to come get you. I mean, the villagers practically have their torches lit. Well, Zuckerberg's got escape yachts as well, and reportedly an escape submarine and underground deal. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The point is, guys, that's not going to protect you long-term if stuff collapses. What's going to protect you is getting out of what you're doing and helping turn civilization and society around, okay? And if you think during a total collapse at a few weeks or a few months into it that your security detail isn't going to turn on you, that's a whole other thing. There is a white supremacy problem. And it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because of what color I am. I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carville and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that. But not according to the left. They are just whole hog. Let's get it on. And so, you know my view. I think it's your view. Not out starting fights. Not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep. And you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you. And this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now.
Fortune tanto vulnera, spiri latibus obsedis, potsu amici vulnera, sutra imprepedis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Between Between the time when the censors drank the voices of the free and the rise of the unyielding truth seekers, there was an age undreamed of. And unto this, Alex Jones, destined to bear the crown of revelation upon a vigilant brow, fighting the shadows of tyranny. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
The story you're about to see is true. All of it is verifiable and documented. This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
We know the government's planning terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners. If you do it, we're going to blame you because we know who's up to it. Or if you let some terrorist group do it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. If any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a Bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need. This Orwellian phony system.
Long live the Constitution and death to the New World Order.
Death to the New World Order. Death the idea of losing our sovereignty. We don't like this flag and we're sick and tired of it.
The revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and the CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe. And I'm being drug out. Laugh at it.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
If you want them, come and take them.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
InfoWars just lost their war on info. Yesterday, Apple,
iTunes, Vimeo, and Spotify,
and YouTube, Twitter,
and Facebook
have all blocked Alex Jones and InfoWars.
Google is evil. Google is evil.
Alex Jones, he was subpoenaed by the bipartisan House committee investigating the insurrection.
1776! 1776!
Alex Jones must sell off nearly all of his personal assets.
Jones owes $1.5 billion.
InfoWars is shutting down.
They may shut him down, but they won't shut him up.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
Working hard here today. I appreciate Harrison sitting in for the first hour and 20 minutes or so. And then as I was about to go live 10 minutes ago, they just brought me in even more insane Epstein documents that are so smoking gun and that are all confirmed. And I've got investigative journalists calling me up. It's insane. One of these stories we could do 10 hours on. And devil worship, trafficking children, drinking blood, all confirmed, more new ones. Thousands of emails with Richard Branson and Bill Gates and the royal family about underground cloning farms and breeding facilities where women have children so they can use the babies however they want, all confirmed. And none of it's in the corporate media. Instead, it's all Trump's guilty, Trump's involved with no evidence, and it just becomes a political distraction. It's all coming up and so much more. I am just godsmacked right now. Ladies and gentlemen, methylene blue is incredible. And we have the very best you're going to find anywhere at thealexjonesstore.com. What it's done to my clarity, my mind, my focus has just been wild. My workouts have been so much better. We have the best, ultramethylene blue, at thealexjonesstore.com. Here's what some of the guests on the show experienced when they took it, and Joe Rogan and others talking about my transformation that methylene blue has been a big part of. How is Alex doing these?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for fucking hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger.
I saw Alex Jones, and he looks really good, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's losing all weight. Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Hey, Alex looks good, man. He lost some weight. He looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure.
Come on. It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person. He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones went from looking like this to looking now like this. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked. It's showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
It kind of gives you like a boost of energy. It's not like an energy drink where you get the jitters or like you're just ready for the day and you're never going to sleep. It's more so like it clears the brain fog where you're actually, you know, able to focus more clearly.
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible.
It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
With methylene blue, I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it. And let me tell you something. What a blessing.
It is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there. My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
What a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it. Yeah.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the main transmission kicks off now. Appreciate Harrison Smith doing an excellent job while I was taking care of administrative operations here ahead of some very big announcements in the coming days about the future of InfoWars, our legal battles, and more. I'll just stop right there. Until then, let me just take a deep breath and just announce to the viewers and listeners that by an order of magnitude, the information in the 3 million plus Epstein files is beyond devastating to the globalist if we just get this information out. As I've said thousands of times, the 14-year-old girls and 15-year-olds that the media focused on is a distraction. It doesn't mean we don't cover it. It doesn't mean we don't go after those. But the money laundering, the Mossad, the CIA, the MI6, the human cloning factories, the surrogate mother factories, the Satan worship, the murder of children and adults, the torture, it's all in there. And since I was on yesterday, hundreds more emails on the sex slavery and Satanism and blood drinking and everything. And these are his emails. Then thousands of emails on human cloning and factory farming humanoids. And already at Zorro Ranch, which was a medical facility, as I told you 18 years ago, surrogate mothers having children, having them early so they could be assanguinated. Look up assanguination. It's when a spider bites another bug, it puts in its saliva and its venom. It slowly dissolves the innards, and then the spider sucks it dry while it's alive. And we know about this from a lot of sources previous to even Nygaard getting busted in the last 7 years, 6 years, and going to prison. He ran his own Caribbean island and other facilities with large medical facilities, having women bring babies to the 8-month, 9th month, doing a cesarean while the woman's under, and she signs contracts, never sees it again, and the baby is then drained. But it goes a step further. Nygaard and other rich men, one of his clients was Herbert Walker Bush. We don't know specifically for that service, but one of his clients on record. They artificially inseminate the women. That way, the baby is your genetic line so that you absorb the stem cells, the bone marrow, just at exponential levels better. So they're not only vampires, they are vampires of their own children. Now, some of this came out years ago, and they're like, oh, he just hoped to create a new super race with his DNA. No. And I told you that he had illegitimate children. And, of course, that's now come out. So I'm the only person for at least the first decade of this coming out to be covering all this. We got pieces here, pieces there, and I had sources, and I knew what the globalists were obsessed with. Watch my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And I say they have secret medical facilities around the world where they do these things. And they have different branches and different sectors of the cult with different names, like Nexium, where they brainwash women and children. They have their own airlines. He ran an airline for the CIA going back to the early 90s for Bill Barr. That's all come out. Mike Benz has been exposing it for a month. And now with this new information, it comes into crystal clear focus. Look at this headline out of Zero Hedge. Black market baby farms, the darkest allegation from the Epstein files yet. But it's Epstein. People, women have said this for years. It's Epstein in emails talking about having the surrogate mothers and then taking the babies. So we have that. But the media is focusing on Andrew booted out of Royal Lodge at night to begin exile after Epstein claims. UK will release files related to Mandelson's ambassador appointment and more Epstein fallout. They were going to make him the U.S. ambassador even though they knew he was in the photos at the sex parties. Those are out, but blurred out. And that's important, but it's only the surface. Now, you've got people freaking out over all the emails with Michael Wolff and Epstein and others where Epstein's like, I hate Trump. He dropped the dime on me. He's the one that sent me to prison the first time. And Wolf's like, well, how do we set him up? No, he was never with the girls, never even had a massage, never even came over. That's how I get up here on air and say Trump is not involved, because all the victims said they never saw him other than one at Mar-a-Lago and said he was nice. He was just walking around. Ghislaine peeled her out. That's Virginia Giuffre, and disappeared her in his labyrinth, and Trump kicked Epstein out. I'm not defending Trump to defend Trump. All I get is grief defending Trump from the left and the right. I just am an expert on this up one side, down the other, and never found anything Trump did until the last year, where they go, sir, it's a fiasco. The Democrats had the files. They filled it with crap about you. And Trump goes, fine, move on. Then he gets pressure. He says, fine, release it all. And now he's like, God, this makes me look good. I should have done this before. Yeah, should have listened to me. So you want to bitch at Trump? He did that, and it's wrong. But people are trying, especially the fake populist right-wing influencer crowd that's being paid to do this. They're only focusing on Trump. Focus on Trump all day. Find something real. Isn't there? But notice these people aren't talking about the stacks of devil worship, blood drinking, humanoid clones that we'll be getting into. I mean, I literally have hundreds of these, and I had to stop because I can't even read them all. And it's him talking to top scientists, the heads of Harvard, the royal family, all about the clones, all about the surrogates, all about all of it. And then all these photos of Epstein with little kids in his lap. Oh, those are his kids. But now people are going, whoa, there's all these emails that Trump was an FBI informant. Well, of course, anybody that owns casinos and hotels and stuff is signed up and set up to, you know, have an agent you call when you got information. And that's your job to do that. And it was him reporting on Epstein. And actually, after he kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago, really kicking the cops locally in the ass to go after him. So people are starting to get that. Here's a headline with popular talk show hosts going over it. Trump was an informant. I bet that is driving the liberals absolutely bonkers. Well, nobody listens to liberals, but there's all these fake right-wing influencers that act like they're right-wing. But if you actually watch them, all they do is attack Trump and attack ICE and attack our agenda and attack Kennedy. And so I'm going to say to these people, you don't spend 1% of your time on the cloning, the devil worship, the genetic engineering, any of that, the draining babies of their blood and other stem cells. Shame on you. So this is my total vindication. But notice it's all the constant attacks on me, because what are they going to do? This guy's got so much credibility. People keep listening. It's done. We'll just attack and say he works for the bad guys. The most absurdest thing. But that's how these psyops work. And again, it's not a defense of Trump, because he does plenty I don't like. It's a defense of reality. I saw it on CNN. I saw it on Fox. I saw it on MSNBC. I read different clips of the same clip, where it's little short clips of Trump went off on a CNN reporter for asking about Epstein victims. And they just cut to him mad at her at the end. And it sounds like he's like, I don't want to help women. It sounds horrible. But he said before that, he says, yeah, well, now the victims say they don't want this stuff out because the Democrats are upset. And he says, listen, I'm not involved, so whatever, cover it if you want, but I'm done talking about it. And then she comes back again with, well, you know, the victims don't like the fact that stuff's redacted. He goes, yeah, and the others don't want it out, period. He goes, we've released 3+ million files. I'm not in it. Michael Wolff is in there, the guy that writes the hit pieces on Trump professionally, trying to set me up, which he is. There's email after email going, God, we can really get him. You know, can you connect him? But no, well, no, I can't, because he didn't do it. But I sure want to get him. And it is a conspiracy against Trump. So instead of Trump being told by Todd Blanche, oh, it's a conspiracy against you, like Russiagate, to make you look bad, I told Trump and everybody else, I said, they're just going to spin it around against you. You got to come out and say it's a lie, meet it head on. You've done that now, and now you got to have a press conference. You know, get Benny Johnson or somebody up there that's smart. They can give you 100 emails with a slideshow to take down all your enemies, Bill Gates,
all these other billionaires that are attacking you, and just show this stuff. And just show them talking about surrogates and underground labs and human cloning and just say, and sexualizing children and the transgender movement with university, you know, chairs, top biologists with the left. I mean, Epstein is a leftist. And then the so-called independent media spends most of its time now. Oh, look, Steve Bannon, you know, talked to him about politics and, you know, supporting Republican candidates. That's what Bannon does to everybody. Texts and calls me all the time for years. And look, Steve Bannon did an interview with him. And if you watch the interview, he grills him and calls him the devil and stuff. I mean, you know, that's what Steve Bannon does, is interviews, you know. So, oh, God, the Republicans, their fingerprints are all over. Steve Bannon interviewed him. And, oh, Trump, you know, was a socialite and knew him because they lived in the two same cities. We're both rich. This isn't a defense of Trump. It's that most of the time is being spent either defending Trump or attacking Trump or saying he's involved or he's not, when hiding in plain view is the most sensationally evil stuff ever that touches thousands of top corporate people and governmental leaders and the Labor Party and the other globalists in Europe. I mean, this is bad stuff. Instead, you go to CNN's front page, and it's like, Elon in the files. And it's Bill Gates trying to get meetings with him that don't even happen. Okay, yeah, he's in the files. It's like nobody has pushed to get the Epstein stuff out more than Elon. And Elon broke with Trump saying, I think it's wrong to suppress all this just because the DOJ says they've spiked it with recycled bull about you. And Elon's been proven right. And in my opinion, when it comes to things like this, Elon is more sophisticated than Trump in these areas, not in others. And he should listen to him. And what does Elon get for being right and helping get all this out and magnifying it? He gets blamed for being part of it. Because that's how the establishment attacks you as a distraction. They accuse you of what they've done. And I've seen the so-called influencers out there. Did you know Jones is in the Epstein files? They don't show where. And yeah, it's Epstein talking crap about me to Steve Bannon. Whoop-dee-doo. Okay, I'm, you know. But see, it's all this innuendo. Oh, Elon's in the files. Yeah. With Bill Gates trying to influence him and him not meeting with him. Oh, Alex is in the files. Yeah, being attacked. It's crazy. And I'm not even defending myself. I don't need to. I'm defending reality here. So, Trump got himself dirty on this by going along with Todd Blanche and others early on. They shouldn't be meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell. All that really hurt Trump with the public. I know why they did it. I don't support it. But I'm done talking about that at the point because we have to now get into the incredible information they don't want the public to know about. Oh, the prince has been kicked out of the royal family. Oh, Trump snapped at a reporter. This is the diversionary stuff we're seeing, and it's the deceptions. Because Trump is asked by Epstein almost every time there's a press conference, and he'll be like, I wasn't involved. I was the first to expose him. You know, it's a Russiagate hoax that I'm involved. So it's a hoax. Let's move on. They just show it's a hoax. Move on. And they did it again, even on Fox. I have the clip. So it's a minute and a half response. CNN played a 23-second. Fox played a 38-second. And I've got the different versions here to see how they do this of not showing you the complete clip so they can play that game. I was on with Steve Bannon right after October 7th, and I said, if Israel goes in, I don't think they should. They'll be seen as demons worldwide because they'll have to carpet bomb all of Gaza to dislodge Hezbollah and Hamas. Hezbollah backing Hamas, and so that will help China, and that will, you know, really hurt us in the Middle East, so Israel shouldn't do that. They just took the clip of me saying Israel will then need to carpet bomb the entire area if they want to be able to actually carry that out. And then I went on to say that'll be genocide and a giant PR disaster. I was on with him and Eric Prince. But you see, that's how they do it. So you've got to know the deception that's happening out there, and all these people get away with it. So here's an example. Let's play... the first clip, Yeah, let's go ahead and that's the longer clip. Well, see, I gave you a CNN, a Fox, and another one. I'm not sure what this other one is. It's 27 seconds, so just an influencer, but okay, whatever. It's the same clip. Yeah, play the full clip. Clip 11, here it is.
Yeah, what do you want?
On the Epstein files, you talked about Democrats who were in there. Elon Musk was also in there, and so was your Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick, and correspondence that he had with him. Did you read those new files that were published by the Department of Justice?
I have a lot of things I'm doing, and I don't know. You mentioned two names. I'm sure they're fine. Otherwise, it would have been major headlines.
A lot of women who are survivors of Epstein's are unhappy with those redactions that came out. Some of them, entire witness interviews are totally blacked out. Do you think that they should be more transparent?
The fact that they thought they released too much. You know, I heard that, and you tell me something else. No. I think it's really time for the country to get onto something else. Really. You know, now that nothing came out about me, other than it was a conspiracy against me, literally, by Epstein and other people. But I think it's time now for the country to maybe get onto something else.
But what would you say to people who feel like they haven't gotten justice, Mr. President?
Something that people care about. Yeah, what did you say? Go ahead, CNN.
What would you say to the survivors who feel like they haven't gotten justice?
You are the worst reporter. No wonder CNN has no ratings because of people like you. You know, she's a young woman. I don't think I've ever seen you smile. I've known you for 10 years. I don't think I've ever seen a smile
in
your face.
Well, I'm asking you about survivors.
You know why? You know why you're not smiling? Because you know you're not telling the truth, and you're a very dishonest organization, and they should be ashamed of you.
These are survivors.
But all the influencers, Fox, CNN, they all play just the end of the clip. So, and then they say, "Oh, he's mad they brought up Epstein." No, he explained. This ain't my rodeo. I've said release it all. Leave me alone. They're not going to. And that's why Trump has to lean into it and do a whole giant fireside chat like he did when the South African president said, we're not targeting white people. He goes, oh, here's videos of you saying kill them. Here's your other party saying kill them. Here's hundreds of thousands of dancing saying kill, kill the whites, kill the Boer, kill the farmers. Oh, here's a bunch of videos of them killing people. Here's all the graveyards. And they were just like, So just play clips of the left sexualizing children, drag queen story time, play clips of Democrats saying, you know, California legalizing sex with kids down the age 12. That's legal now there. All of it. And then show the Epstein emails and show the devil worship stuff and show Bill Gates and show the cloning and just say, here you go, here you go, here you go, here you go. And they will run for the hills, and then if you get a real DOJ in there, we can indict these people and take the country back. That's what the people want. If not, Trump is just pissed off because he's not involved and it won't go away because you're the one that has to do something about it. I've been doing my job. I'm like the first person ever to expose this and nail it, that it was about devil worship and life extension and cloning. Here's one of the shorter clips where they're so deceptive. Here it is.
Reporter, no, what did you say?
What would you say to the survivors who feel like they haven't gotten justice?
You are the worst reporter. No wonder CNN has no ratings because of people like you. You know, she's a young woman. I don't think I've ever seen you smile. I've known you for 10 years. I don't think I've ever seen a smile
in
your face.
Well, I'm asking you about survivors.
You know why? You know why you're not smiling? Because you know you're not telling the truth, and you're a very dishonest organization. And they should be ashamed of you.
These are survivors.
Now, I say I was the first to ever expose Epstein. Actually, it was Trump when he got him indicted in Florida, which is in the files and on the record. I had Roger Stone on in 2015 explaining it all before we even endorsed Trump. We were already ahead of the curve. Here's Asmongold explaining what's in the emails. Here it is.
Let me go and search Trump. Donald Trump witness. It's witness information. Wait, Donald Trump was a witness in this, right? That's what it says. It says witness information. And it says age 70. So this was 9 years ago because he's 79 now. He was an informant. Yes, he was. And this is an open secret. Everybody knows this.
And then you can ferret into all that, and he was the guy that blew the whistle on Epstein. So people say, oh, my God, Jones is so evil. He's defending Trump. Look, I'm reporting to you the facts. I mean, what am I supposed to do here? All I get is grief supporting Trump. All I get is lawsuits and attack. All I get is the deep state coming after me. Ed Martin was investigating what the DOJ and CIA did to me and my family in InfoWars, and they fired him 2 days ago or removed him. Todd Blanche up there like a damn demon. And Todd Blanche is telling the reporters, if we found any men abusing women in here, we'd go after them. Really, you have the witnesses. You have the confirmed women. They have said who it is. So I guess at the end of the day, the buck stops with Trump on that. But the person log jamming it all is Todd Blanche. And notice Trump in the clips like, I'm not paying attention. When they're like, did you hear about this? And he goes, no. But because they're like, oh, Elon's in there and it's all nothing burgers. And he goes, well, I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it'd be all over the news if it was substantive, which is completely true. Anything they had on Elon or Trump, they'd have out there. This is all logical, people. And we have the victims saying Trump never did anything to them. You're like, well, what about those court filings? Fake Jane Doe's, it turned out. And E. Jean Carroll, come on, people. Now, we've done that. When we come back, let's look at what they don't want you to look at. The cloning, the devil worship, the factory farms of babies. It's all here, and it's horrible. And they don't want us to cover it, and we're going to cover it. Oh, I'm afraid we are. Now, please remember as we go to break that you're the reason we're able to reach the people. You're the reason the articles and videos get out to the public. And so the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble, at the Alex Jones Show, save it. Share it on your email list, your text message. Tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, everybody, hey, this is the forbidden information. This is the show that I don't want you to tune into. And send them to our X account where they can see the clips and the articles and the reports and the great report Harrison Smith just put out yesterday that's got 5 million views and the amazing Brianna Morello and Rob Dew and Darren McBreen and Wilson and just this whole crew and the amazing job they're doing. Well, you're the rest of the crew. You decide whether the dog hunts. So the biggest thing you can do is know that you're the amplification system of the truth. Bill Gates doesn't want this stuff known. The royal family doesn't want this stuff known. The Israel lobby doesn't want this information out. They don't want all Epstein's emails about being at war with the West and white people and Christians. We're going to cover it. We go where the facts are. And when there's real stuff like that, you're going to get it. When something's baloney, I'm not going to cover it. People say, why don't you cover this? Well, I looked into it. It's baloney. Or sometimes I don't know about something. People are like, why aren't you covering this? Well, I didn't know. Thanks for telling me. All right. Whatever you do, keep sharing those articles and those videos. And follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. We'll be right back. We sell the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and knives at thealexjones.com. And they've had some awesome daggers and awesome trench knives. And that's all great. But I said, I want a wide selection of high quality folding knives, flip knives, you name it. So people have a one-stop shop. They got in a few thousand knives a few months ago. They sold out very quickly. 4 or 5 great designs. They got a bigger shipment in just the last 2 days. Our sponsor, just really top flight knives. These knives, this knife right here you see in the green, highest quality Damascus steel, all of it. These sell in stores for $75 all day. We're selling for $40, $40-something bucks. Okay? So look at that flip. Flips right out. Got a nice little, you know, my signature on it, real small. It's a nice little memento. You support the broadcast. That is a really nice knife. It clips on to your belt buckles. We have it in the green. We have it in the murdered out black. We have it also in silver without it being blacked out. Those are great knives. Those are the new designs. Now, those 200 left of the Skull Crusher World War II trench knife with the Spartan tip of the spear. So they held those back. Those are available. A little bit left they held back in their overstock of the Fire with Its Beauty. But this is a really cool knife. Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife. Limited stock of that came back in. Also, the Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Knife. And this is the knife that sold out the quickest of any knife. They got 500 of these. 1,000 now just came in. The first one sold out like in hours. Alex Jones Ring Blade. I guess those are popular. This is something I didn't really call for, but it's awesome. Got that ring on the back. Got the deal. It's really nice. Those are all back in stock right now. at thealexjonesstore.com. But while you're at it, get methylene blue, Irish sea moss, and more. And check out the Patriot Apparel, thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.